Last year, the native village of Ekuk filed an appeal against the local boundary commission in the city of Dillingham related to the 2012 annexation of the Nooshigat Commercial Fishing District. The first oral arguments in the case were heard last Friday in the Dillingham District Court. The attorney representing the native village of Ekuk is Jim Baldwin from Juneau. During his arguments, Baldwin stressed that the major issue at question was whether the annexation of the fishing district into the city of Dillingham should have been decided by the voters of Dillingham or by the Alaska legislature. The native village of Ekuk believes an error occurred when the legislative review option was not considered by the LBC. Baldwin argued that in order to allow an annexation using the local option, there must be a vote in the annexing municipality and a local vote in the area to be annexed. Baldwin contends that the local boundary commission made an error when they allowed the use of the local option when there are no residents who reside in the actual Nooshigat Commercial Fishing District.
And why is that? Because the legislature wanted it that way. They wanted it to be a decision that was made in both territories, both areas that are involved. It's really critical in an area where you're taking on territory with population. The legislature wanted that population to be able to say something. But they went further and they made the statute broader to cover not only situations where there is population, but situations where there is no population. Because in their view, that was not a local option. That was something else. And it's not that it can't be, annexation can't happen under those circumstances. There's a default method for annexation called the legislative review method.
The Nooshigat Commercial Fishing District is entirely made up of water, and thus there is no full-time population to vote on the annexation proposal. However, the district is owned by the state of Alaska, and the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources filed a letter of non-objection to the annexation. Erling Johansson is the attorney representing the Alaska Local Boundary Commission. He says the DNR commissioner's letter is an important piece of evidence.
What that did was, in effect, served as the election, served as the concurrence to the annexation.
However, Jim Baldwin asserts that a letter of non-objection should not be allowed to be used as a substitute for an election.
His letter doesn't consent to anything. He just says, okay, we know about it. Don't take this letter as being an expression of support, is what he said. And if you look at the regulations that I've laid out here before you, the various versions of the regulations, what they require is that there be a petition from landowners. If they want to say that this was landowner consent, there never was a petition from the DNR commissioner.
The Alaska Local Boundary Commission formally approved the Dillingham annexation petition in mid-December of 2011, and the voters in Dillingham approved the annexation in April of last year. Baldwin stressed time and time again during last week's oral arguments that the local boundary commission made a mistake when they allowed the city of Dillingham to use the local option instead of sending the annexation to the Alaska legislature for review.
And what that provides is kind of a higher court of appeal on policy matters. The courts, and for good reasons, don't want to get involved in the policy decisions that the legislative boundary commission or local boundary commission is involved in. It's a matter of expertise that they have, and the courts want to be respectful of that. But the legislature is the super policy making entity here, as you can see by what happened in the session law that we've discussed. So it gives Ekuk a second level of appeal if it's not happy with the policy call that's been made. I mean, Ekuk's not happy about there being a municipal annexation here rather than a borough formation, believing that a borough formation would be fair to the people of the region.
The city of Dillingham is on record as not opposing borough formation, but all of the previous efforts to look at creating a borough with the surrounding villages never went anywhere for a number of reasons, including the thought that since Dillingham is the population center, it would dominate the policymaking structure of a borough. Baldwin admitted that the Ekuk Village Council has not been able to bring forward its own proposal to create a borough in the western part of Bristol Bay. The city of Dillingham was represented at last week's hearing by the city attorney, Brooks Chandler, who participated via phone from Anchorage. He says the native village of Ekuk could have made many of their concerns known throughout the process of developing and considering the city of Dillingham's annexation petition. He noted that the petition was formally submitted to the state of Alaska in February of 2010.
That submission was done in an open public process conducted at the public meetings held at City Hall, which is located really a five-minute walk away from the headquarters of ECUC, just down the street in Dillingham. So I find the notion that ECUC was unable in this process, which took more than a year and a half, to either understand the issues involved, have an opportunity to make its policy arguments, to seek support from other areas in the region, and to otherwise fully participate in the process, to be somewhat disingenuous, and to suggest that if a different process had been followed, which required an additional public hearing, that somehow all of this would have been different, or that there is some inherent unfairness because that did not occur, is simply not supported by the facts and history in the record.
Chandler contends that both the local option and the legislative review option were available to the city of Dillingham, and the local option was chosen. He stressed that the local boundary commission signed off on having the matter decided by the voters in Dillingham.
There was no prohibition in regulation or statute on proceeding via the local option procedure when annexing adjacent unpopulated areas. Such a prohibition would have been relatively easy to include either in statute or in regulation, and it was not there. So this was an option available to the city, and the suggestion that it was not even possible is simply not consistent with the statutes.
Nothing was settled during last week's oral arguments in the case that was originally filed in May of last year. District Court Judge Patricia Douglas noted that she will take the arguments made both orally and in writing under advisement and will make a ruling in the case. No word on when that ruling might be. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.